The title of my poem is called The Inexplicable Question of a Fall. A moment of introspection is simply a delicate, debatable dissection, an inspection, a sprout of doubt, perhaps an age-old question. You question your life, your purpose a lie, keeping an eye on the path to destination, wrath, the curious chronic causation, the cardinal correlation between fantasy and reality. It's oftentimes waking up from a dream, and sometimes staying off the color scheme, yearning for something that is not quite there, wanting something more of just anything. But often, what you want may be non-existent in that little wheel of color. What you want may very patently turn out to be outside of the human color spectrum. What you want will unsurprisingly be paradoxical, hypothetical, astronomical. It's an illogical fallacy that the grandiose grass is greener on the other side, that guilt by association does not shake hands with amnesty, that the comparison, contrast, and cacoethes of an idea or situation is really just an excuse to take it all one step further. But maybe it's all true, because reality is subjective. Sometimes fantasy is just like living in a brazen, bottomless bubble where you look on from the inside, where the sea below you is just too far away to ever make a difference, where the music is far too loud to hear a single word it seems to whisper, where the sky above you cannot limit you because in your mind, it is not really a thing, just a name, used for the sole purpose of giving a sense of importance to something devoid of anything, until you realize that it isn't. Because the higher up you go, the more you realize that there's something outside your bubble. Because the higher up you go, the smaller your bubble gets. Because the higher up you go, the more you are forced to see where you will fall when the bubble finally bursts, like the tug of a rush bug, akin to the bite of a love bug. Like an abstract adaptation, absent of an underlying theme, like a practical joke on April Fool's Day. Something expected, hopefully ineffective, the cause of an imperturbable demeanor, and at the same time, an abrupt surprise you just couldn't anticipate. Because as you fall to the sea, you realize that the sky is not empty at all. You see 1,000 bubbles from the spot no one ever glances down to see, where no one ever meets but the ones who realize that the pressure that popped their bubble was just a simple memory, was just one hard realization after another. My theme is that often people are so involved in their present lives that they forget that they aren't the center of the universe and that whatever they are doing isn't the most important thing in the world, until they are reminded by things such as the death of a close friend or family member, unemployment, disappointments, among others. Thank you.